This is Jim Boy Star, and once again, I would like to thank everyone for joining us for episode 200 right here on the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show. 200 episodes! Wow, sometimes I can't believe I actually made it. Right now, we're joined by Mike Quackenbush, just to go over the upcoming Chikara Eye pay-per-view event, High Noon. That's on November 13th in the afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, let's start off with this. Are there any international wrestlers that you would like to have wrestle for Chikara?
As far as international wrestlers go, I think I'd be really interested to see talent from new organizations, because we've obviously got great relationships going on with groups like Osaka Pro and Michinoku Pro. We've had a long-standing relationship with Dragon Gate. In the past, we've had talent from Big Japan Pro Wrestling, Kai and Tai Dojo, from DDT, from you name it. And obviously, we have some organizations, the female organizations, the Joshi companies, are sending representatives for Joshi Mania. So I think the next step for us really would be maybe to reach out and try and establish a relationship like with New Japan or All Japan or something like that that would provide us with something new and fresh.
All right, very good. You know, being fresh is certainly something that every promotion should strive for. What are some of your favorite Chikara moments in the history of the promotion?
Well, it's hard to say what my favorite Chikara moment is. I get asked that a lot. I think there's something that always springs to mind. This might seem like a very strange choice, I admit, but something that always springs to mind when people ask that is there was a really unique feeling at King of Trios. Now, this is maybe going back 3+ years. When the partner for the Ice Creams did not show, and a replacement wrestler was chosen at random out of a hat. And one of the names that was pulled out of the hat was Glacier. And Glacier was, in fact, in the house. And that music hit, and the snowflakes began to fall over the ECW arena. And there he was, like, in the full-on Mortal Kombat gear. There was Glacier. I don't know if that was my hands-down favorite, but I do remember that I had a big smile on my face as that was going on.
And let me ask you this, because there's so many different promotions out there now that are getting on iPay-Per-View more than probably ever before, and we're in a position where WWE and TNA, yeah, they're on, but if you really go to look for it, there are other things on, there is something else for people to watch. What would you say to fans who are interested in watching Chikara? Why should they? Why should they watch? Why should they choose you over the other iPay-Per-View people that are offering shows?
If you're interested to check out what we do, the easiest way, really, is to go to our YouTube channel. Go to Chikara Office on YouTube, where we release usually 5 videos for free, obviously, a week, that you can check out. And there's probably over 300 videos on that channel that'll get you all caught up on everything that we do. It's a great free way to sample what we're all about, and I think it'll give you a good indication if Chikara might be for you. And I assure you that the other wrestling companies that you usually watch will not know that you're watching us, and they will not feel like you're cheating on them.
This is Chikara's first iPay-Per-View. How important is that for the company as a whole?
Since this is our first iPay-Per-View event, High Noon is critical. This is really an opportunity for us to come out in a big way on a global stage and show the wrestling world what we're all about. And we really resisted the urge to dive into the internet pay-per-view pool for a while because we kind of felt like the technology was behind the expectations of the fans. In most other instances, we're usually out ahead of the technological curve, and we really felt like in its infancy, iPay-Per-View was not delivering the kind of consistency that our customers would expect from us. And I don't know that it even does now, but I think it's really developed, especially in the last 18 months. It's grown in leaps and bounds, and it is more responsive to the needs of the marketplace, and I think that's why we felt like it's finally time for us to get in.
Do you know if there are any plans for future iPay-Per-View events?
Well, right now, there are not plans for any future iPay-Per-Views. I think we're all kind of interested to see what the reception for High Noon is like. So we're going to kind of hold our breath and see what comes of it.
What makes Chikara different than all the other wrestling companies out there?
I often get asked what makes Chikara different from other wrestling companies, and I think that's a really interesting question. What you must understand about us at Chikara is we truly and sincerely believe that there is more to professional wrestling than what you're going to get from the mainstream companies. There is more to our performance genre than what you might see for free on cable TV. And we want to go out there and we want to test the status quo. We want to force the boundaries outward. We want to take elements from other types of storytelling. We want to infuse it with unique characters. We want to put our own sense of humor over top of everything. And we don't want it to insult the intelligence of the viewer. We never want to put something out that you'd be embarrassed to watch with your children. We'd never want to put something out that you'd be embarrassed to show to your parents. We always want to make sure that Chikara is an all-inclusive experience, and that separates us from everybody else. And yes, we do it with a smile on our face, and yes, we do it with that underlying idea that wrestling, above all, should be fun. And when you watch us, that's what's going to make us stand apart from all the other wrestling companies out there.
All right, thank you, Mike. Once again, thank you. This is episode 200 of the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show. Once again, High Noon, presented by Chikara. It's November 13, 2011, at the Asylum Arena, 7 West Rittner Street in South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bell time is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and like I said, it's on iPay-Per-View. Any final thoughts that you have before we get going here?
Well, thank you guys for allowing me to come on the Sunset Flip Show. I really appreciate you giving me the forum to talk a little bit about Chikara, about High Noon, which is looming large, of course. That's Sunday afternoon, November 13th, with a 4 p.m. Eastern bell time, so not too late if you're going to stay up in Europe to watch us. You can get that over at gfl.tv, that's gofightlive.tv. And for a few more days, there's also an opportunity to win a free viewing of High Noon. To find out more about that, you should really follow us over on Twitter, where we're sending tweets out about that promotional giveaway all the time. We are Chikara Pro over on Twitter. So drop by Twitter, drop by YouTube and see us. Drop by ChikaraPro.com. And then on Sunday, November 13th, look for my smiling face in the main event of our very first internet pay-per-view. High Noon starts at 4 p.m. on November 13th.
All right, thank you once again, Mike, and I am Jim Boy Star, and we are live here on Decadance Radio, and more things to come here on episode 200, and if you miss any of this, if you miss the interview, sunsetflipwrestling.podomatic.com.